Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
Real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I mean, if you joke and it's not documented, does it count?
No, it doesn't. That's the problem, Stephen. That's like all the times me and Wendy talk on the phone. We're like, what are we doing? What's the point?
Right. Which is why we talk on speakerphone in public places. Just loudly.
So they could hear both sides. Like right now, right. Preston's in the kitchen making dinner and he's just like, oh, if only I could hear Wendy's side of this, I bet it's great.
They want to hear. Oh, wait. So wait a minute. So you're super tan. How was your vacation? Because you went to, because I know our challenge was to try to sleep, to try to work on getting sleep.
Improved the sleep we're getting. You crushed it?
Yeah, because I talked about it last week.
I sleep on vacation.
The best when I'm on vacation.
Dude, in that picture, in that dress.
Oh, my cans. Woo.
Yeah.
Those nips.
Your whole bod, your shoulders, everything. You look great.
That was, thank you Forever 21 for your shoddy child labor. Because
Is that where you got that dress?
I got the dress at Forever 21 for $25.
That's cute.
But then I spent $80 lining it so it would be wearable. Because otherwise, you would have really seen like the detailed color of my hard nips and not just the outline of them.
Yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute. You spent $80 on the lining? That they have the same style of dress at Urban Outfitters that's already like pre-lined for like $70.
Okay.
Just a tip for shoppers.
Yeah, I know. You guys are really, this is turning into a different podcast very quick.
This is Wendy and Megan Fashionistas.
Hey, do you have like large unsightly areolas? Well, and not enough money to...
Oh, Jesus.
Are you constantly trying to, you want to look cute, but also hide as much of your body as humanly possible?
This is the podcast for you.
Out of lining? It's okay. Use trash bags for the bottom half in case you lose control of your bladder. You know, alcoholics.
Also, just use trash bags for the top part and the entire outfit. Converts to a cozy sleeping bag.
My favorite place to put a plastic bag is over my head. Get it? I haven't slept in weeks.
I'm trying to kill myself.
Oh my God. So you had fun?
Yeah, it was obviously super fun. It was the nice, Andrew and Kyle, congratulations. They might be listening on their flights to Tahiti. I think that's where they're going. They're going somewhere way nicer than where either of us are.
Yeah, nothing like a relaxing jammers on your honeymoon.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Oh, she was asking, she's like, Andrew's telling me the podcast is really funny. I was like, oh, he's obviously never listened. He's just being very polite.
Yeah, that's how you can tell someone's like, oh yeah, you're standing by. Yeah, I saw your great set. I'm like, you left before I went on stage.
You've never seen me.
You
were lying in my face. This was hands down the nicest wedding I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Like, whoo. Like real nice.
Like nice or heartwarming, like touching.
But I'm like expensive.
Like
but
fancy.
Also heartwarming.
Hmm. Yeah, but heartwarming. Nice.
Like
who gives
his best
shit?
Friend do the Mariam and he said like some cute stuff.
Aww.
Some cute. He got a couple of laughs.
Nice.
Which was
how expensive
nice
was the cake? What kind of cake was it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have any cake. No one eats wedding cake.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't, they all, now that's like the wedding cake I made for my friends, the little cake, that's right. Basically what they had.
Okay.
They had like a teeny cake and then they had like little like brownie bites and little mini carrot cakes.
How did it compare to your shit?
I mean, please.
I mean, let's talk business.
Please. Yeah, let's talk.
How are you crushing the competition?
Mister's Bake Shops. We do really financially irresponsible deals. For me, not for you. Great right. For you. Doesn't make sense for me to
okay,
be,
so I
be
have
giving
three,
the deals.
Three dozen cookies, and then the deal I got for you today is I'm going to actually send you $50 in the mail with these cookies.
But I'll give you four business cards to give to your friends. Right. Is that? Thank you. My self-worth is very low.
Right. That's the serving trays. Instead of like the cupcake papers where they're crinkled, it's like, these are my own $1 bills.
Yeah. Oh, love me.
Just like my Instagram page. Just like it. I freaked out. I watched this thing. I saw this thing on social media of all places. Cause I was like, I need to post more on social media. And then I watched this thing and it was talking about how crazy addictive it is and how like likes on social
and
media
how it's terrible for you
is like the same dopamine dump as drugs.
Do you remember what site this was coming from? Like,
it's none of your goddamn business.
But I'm just wondering, I'm like, is this bad, terrible self-help propaganda or is this like a reputable?
No, but it's how, first of all, how can you argue with that? People are addicted to social media.
No. I'm not saying people are addicted to social media, but there are two types of things that go around on social media. There are clickbaity things that are like, scare you. You should be fucking afraid. And then there are really rational, well thought out pieces.
It's like Sam Weill. So he's a comedian in LA. Always say it's Sam Harris.
Okay.
There are so many different studies that show that when like someone's, you hear the sound of a text, you get like a dopamine dump. Cause you're like, yeah. Oh my God, somebody likes me. And that's why people are constantly checking likes on their phone and they're living in their phones. You can look, we'll look outside. Look outside. It looks like a fucking Black Mirror episode. So I panicked on social media. I was like, get a post up and I was like, I can't. And then I saw your picture of your tits and I was like, I'm going to like and comment on that, but also tell you in real life that I think you got great tits.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is another thing, by the way, the most likes I ever get on anything on social media is always a picture of me with Preston. And it infuriates me to know.
Really?
Well, if it makes
you... We were talking about it on the drive back from San Diego. Because I was like, it really fucking makes me mad. Like, no matter what the picture is or the post, the most likes are always a fucking couple picture.
Megan, why do you think my self-esteem is so low? If I want to get likes, all I have to do is just... put up pictures of Christina.
Yeah, but she's likable and famous. He isn't.
Right.
My point is like, it's just this weird, like, couple where people are like, oh, yay.
Yeah, no, it is a weird feeling. Like,
it weirds me. Like, I don't get it. Cause I've, that's been a thing in my head for a while. So I've like posted things where I'm like, okay, that has a really cute caption and it's a fun picture.
And like, my bod looks smoking. My bod is straight fire in this pic.
Someone did comment on that picture with a fire emoji, and I was like, I have made it. This is the top of social media mountain, and I have finally achieved it. I got a fire emoji.
Yeah, it is a weird thing. You know, when people, like, you look at what you post a picture or whatever, but it's like... Anyway, but keep going, because I want to hear the couple thing, because this is interesting to me.
No, because it's got to be a thing, because I've gone back and, like, looked, and, like, I've... pictures of me with like other girlfriends who are more attractive than me. So I'm like, yeah, that'll get them. Or like, whatever. But I swear to God, it's every time it's a picture of me with Preston, people like it.
Are you actually thinking about the response? Because I never think about the response.
It's weird to see opposite for me. When I put a picture of me and my significant other, people get real sad. And I get, it's when I post a picture of me and my cat.
It's because it's a cat.
When I put pictures of me and my boyfriend, I get no likes. When I do get it, I get a lot of text messages from personal people in my life. And they're
asking
like,
how you're doing.
Are you okay? You want to go out? Hey, Wendy.
You need to go out? You want to go get a drink?
Wendy, do you want to go for a walk?
Who wants to go out?
Who wants to go for a walk?
Who wants to go for a plate of cheese?
What?
Who wants a plate of cheese?
Who wants a plate of cheese? Get over. Do you want nachos? 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 You got to leave your house. You got to leave your house.
And you just wear Sebastian around your neck.
Yeah.
Like he's a fine fur.
He's like, that's actually, he's gained so much weight. I'm force feeding him so that he's so heavy that he can't move and I can just wear him as a stole.
Oh God. You're
and
just,
bring him into restaurants.
Oh no. This poor cat.
This is my service cat.
Yeah.
No. You're just fatting him up like a boyfriend that you're like, you're never going to be able to leave.
Yeah. You can relate to that, huh, fatty? How was your story?
Fuck you, Steven.
You know what? I'm just going to start doing this podcast with a gun to my head.
How is that for a segue? Jesus. Oh, good. Then I can perfect. Put my gun perfect. Away. Because I do this podcast with a gun pointed at you under the couch.
Right real. On his asshole, the right. thing that matters most to him.
Every episode of Jammer is the end of a Tarantino film.
That is so funny, just podcasting with guns.
Podcasting, it's a podcast.
That's guns that's at a each great other. Idea.
What do they call it? Oh, it's
that's
a Mexican great idea. Standoff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called no. What it's called is how we're going to do this podcast starting next week,
and for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, they're shutting Sponsor. Down Craigslist Backpage, so you can't do any kind of sex kink stuff. But guns are more than legal.
Yeah, now everything's going to be sponsored by the NRA. Right. We've really got to get on.
Yeah,
the
if I can't sell my pussy for money, you know what I'm going to do? Shoot people and drag their dead bodies into a podcast studio just for likes.
I was going to say you should shoot your pussy off because then you'll maybe get workers' comp.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I know. No, they'll be like, you got two other holes. Would you shoot it off? I would fuck up and shoot it off and just make it one big clean hole. And they're like, actually.
No, yeah, like when someone goes to kill themselves but just shoots off like half their face and right. they look like a real monster the rest
of their
lives.
And then what I can do is for instead of being like, hey, you can't be a sex worker, that's illegal. And I'm like, the joke's on you because I shot a big hole right in my taint and now I use my undercarriage as a place to carry guns across the border, which is what you cucks want anyway. I use this to get, I bring guns into schools. The thick layer of mucus around there, they can't sense it through a metal detector.
No, exactly. Yeah. You can only do it once a month when you're at your mucus peak and then right. you can slip right past the detectors.
Jeez, yeah. I feel like I'm watching Fox News.
And the smell freaks out any gun sniffing dogs. So I know. Can't figure out what's going on.
They're just. That's a great idea. Yeah. Look at
so
that.
So Stephen, how'd you sleep?
Yeah. How are you?
with the nightmares of what me and Wendy said.
Wendy's smuggling pussy.
Yeah. Also, the topic of the show where this is good. We're trying to be it's professional.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, hold on. This is Jammers. I'm Wendy.
Oh, I'm Megan.
I'm Steven.
All right, great. Last week we're keeping track of our sleep.
We don't sleep at all.
All right. And Steven can't sleep because he is fat.
Fat.
That's what he thinks.
That's Steven, what he
you're
thinks.
Not fat.
No. So here's the thing. So I was out with my good buddy
Garrett.
You're
thick with two C's.
Yeah. Not a thing. So I was out with my good buddy, Jared, and we were talking about the snoring thing, right? And he was like, yeah, I actually fucking have a snore weight.
Quick plug. Hold on. Wait a minute. We might have new listeners that are listening. Jared was a producer on our hit song, Quinoa. If you're
buy it. It's available on all platforms.
Jared is, people in the Jammers universe know.
Jared's a phenomenal producer.
Record producer.
Also the most honest motherfucker on earth. And so we were talking about snoring. And he's like, yeah, man, I can always tell I'm getting fatter by like how I snore. He's like, I actually have a snore weight.
A snore weight.
Yeah, he has like a snore weight. He's like, I could tell when I'm getting beefy because I start snoring. And I was like, oh shit, I'm hitting my snore weight. So
how much do you
weigh? You've hit your snore weight.
So I got on it. I
he won't tell us how old he is.
I know.
You think this motherfucker is going to say how much he weighs?
I was going to.
Which, by the way, we all know how old he is.
I know.
Let's be honest.
I'll say how much
it.
I weigh. I weigh 190, and then I'm like in between 190.
Oh, gross!
And
podcast over. Goodbye, Hollywood. No one cares. Dude, Jesus Christ, you could be 22 at that way. I'm fucking with you.
Anyway.
So upset.
Okay, so you weigh 190. I probably weigh close to that. Everybody relax. I'm in stretch pants that are giving way. There's a hole in my crotch in my pants today at the gym, and I didn't realize it. And they were like olive green pants, and there's a hole right in the crotch, and I was wearing hot pink underwear. And I was like doing my stretches, and then I saw dudes, like these two dudes, like checking me out, and I was like, oh, I know I do.
You're like, yeah, I know, I look great.
Yeah, I got a sweet ass. And I was, and then I turned around and I sat, butterfly pose to stretch my legs out. And I looked in the mirror and I just saw like a hot pink, like right hugging my clit. And I was like, oh God, could use one of those trash bag liners that Megan recommended. If I would have only followed my own fashion advice, I would have been covered, but you could see the outline of my ginormous clit. Anyway. So anyway, I'm also getting fat. Back to Steven. So that, oh, officer, that's not a clit. That's a trigger of a gun.
Yeah, that's one of the many guns I have shoved in between my pussy and my asshole.
Ma'am, we've Googled you. We see that you've been, we've seen that you've done sex work. You're walking around flashing your cut. Sir, I am in weapon sales. I am a drug trafficker.
I am an underground illegal weapon sales.
Yeah, I almost said drug trafficker, which is probably still more legal than prostitution.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sir, this is a gun, and this is what looks to be my clit is actually a sack of cocaine. So if you could fucking let me finish my stretches.
I have work to do.
Yeah. And a tight piriformis, if I might add. Not that it's any of your goddamn business.
I just love that you smuggle all these things through your gym. Like, that's an integral part of the process. Like, you need to season
it
or something.
It's an Equinox.
I know.
They pay off the cops. What do you think you're paying $300 a month for? They're paying off the cops.
Right. And then what I do is I'll sell a gun, and then I like put a kettlebell in there. So I'm just slowly bringing the stuff back so I can turn my apartment into a training studio.
Yeah. It's Kegels.
You've got it all figured out. You really do.
Dude,
so many backup plans in case this doesn't work out.
I know. In case this podcast doesn't work out, I'm going to run a whorehouse kettlebell I'm gonna run like a CrossFit studio out of my apartment.
Yes.
And for your and do squats here, you got to put this cat over your shoulders. Jesus Christ, I thought it was
what? This is, I mean, my lats look great. It's a
Oh, and Sebastian is so fat and he purrs a lot. Now talk about a snore weight. Yeah, thank you so much. I couldn't help.
He's over a snore.
Good night. Good night. See, that's why I have to steal kettlebells, because I'm going to not stop making bad cat puns.
In fact, you're going to start exclusively making bad cat puns.
That's the name of my gym. Bad cat puns. BCP.
Okay, Steven, so you're at your snore weight.
All right. So anyway, so I started working out before bed, which helped, honestly.
Wait, exercising before bed?
I did a bunch of things. So I
started exercising
before bed. Exercising, period. But also specifically exercising before bed. So I would try and do a yoga class before bed. Helped. I fucking got Breathe Right strips.
And this is what I'm waiting for.
It helped, but it also made me feel crazy because it just feels like a little... like person just pushing your nose.
I want to put one on.
Yeah, they kind of I'm like I was
they
thinking
just pull
I was
your
I was like, oh, if Wendy ever can't do drugs, this would actually probably really help with that.
I know. Well, I mean, we don't need a reason to do them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was gonna say to enable drug use. Right. Perfect.
No, we shouldn't, you know.
No, I'm on serapeptase. I'm a weekend in my well
oh,
like
I love her. I she's do so love great. Her. She's such a sweetheart, you know. Yeah. I'm just real down to earth.
Sarah, but I've been like, yeah, I'm trying to be good. And I'm like, it's a sign that when your body is rejecting things, stop putting it in there.
It starts breaking down.
Right. Stop putting it in
rapidly.
There. But it is good to know that I can use a Breathe Right strip
to shovel cocaine into my body.
If that were my want.
Somehow the fashion of a Breathe Right strip while you're doing cocaine is like, oh, this is a problem. Like, that seems like bottom, right?
Oh, see, I think I would, there was a time in my life, if somebody fucking put on a Breathe Right strip before, I would have been like, I gotta fuck this guy or gal. Yeah, I would be like 100%, like, no. That's my type of person.
That is not the direction that this should head in.
No.
No one should take advice from us. Like, this is...
No, but
worried after the past episode. I was like, oh my gosh, because I was talking to my therapist, and I was like, yeah, you know, we're all sleeping. Like, I'm sleeping 5 hours a night, but I, you know, really doing better than Wendy and Megan. She was like, oh, that is not good. Like, that's bad. Like, you should be sleeping more.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 hours.
We know.
Is
that's
not.
Why we tried to sleep better.
Yeah.
Megan, did you actually, were you able to sleep more? Were you just went on vacation and then you're like,
yeah,
living it?
I didn't sleep well Thursday night. I slept real shitty. Mm-hmm. But like Friday night I got drunk, so it was like not great sleep.
Hell yeah.
But I slept
how long Saturday how many night, hours
oh we I went to bed at like 1:30 and woke up at 9.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you track
I woke
it?
Up at 7. I fucking can't figure out these sleep tracker apps to save my goddamn life.
Oh man, I'm like way into the Apple sleep tracker. Did you know that it has different alarms to wake you up that are like peaceful and ease into the morning? Like,
yeah, I can't figure out the Apple sleep track. I don't know. I was like, I give up. I just give up.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it. When we looked at it, when we were recording the last episode, and I looked at mine, I pulled mine up, and Steven's like, oh, it tracks your sleep, and it showed that I didn't sleep for 4 days in a row. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, this is a fucking narc, is what it is.
I haven't slept, apparently, since like June 2017.
Oh.
Based on my Apple.
Yeah.
So I downloaded I forget the name of the one. We'll put it on the thing. The name of the one I downloaded. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing where I was like, okay, this clearly you need like an Apple Watch situation.
Man, mine tracks it.
Because I don't understand how it.
Like mine's dead on. Like mine, it's dead on every night. And I think part of the thing is like, because I set approximately when I go to bed and when I actually enter it in. Into that the app,
well,
and then I use it as my alarm, and then it's a much more peaceful wake up. But it's tracking, like if I say that I go to bed at 1 a.m. and then I really stay up until 3, it'll track it. Like it won't.
Well, but then what's the difference in that and just writing down on a piece of fucking paper or before you go to sleep, looking at the clock and going, oh, it's 2:30 a.m. and now I'm going.
Here's
to sleep.
The difference. I wouldn't do a piece of paper. Like, you know me, I'm not someone who follows through with shit. But this dumb machine fucking tracks my shit enough that where like I don't really think about it,
and that's why.
And all all of my stuff.
Robots are going to take over the world because people can't just go like, oh, I'll just look and see what time it is.
People could use them as a tool as they're intended and they could better their Steven, lives.
Oh, you want to ask me where I watched that video about how social media triggers dopamine like drugs? Haha, I see who you're working for, Buster. You know me. I feel like you're going to do, I feel like you would do an infomercial like that's anti, that's like anti pen and paper and it shows you in black and white and it's like trying to track your sleep. It's you just fumbling with a pen and paper like, oh, I can't write this down.
It's like a comically oversized, like a pen you'd win at an arcade. Like just like a 3-foot pencil. Just like, how does this even
work? And it's like a tiny, teeny, tiny post-it. How can you possibly write it down? And then it's just him like taking his phone and just stabbing himself in the neck like, track it through your iPhone.
Yeah.
Your eyes roll back and glaze over. Computer, computer.
With just, and your pupils just turn into a little apple.
Yeah.
Look, just because I have a functional understanding of technology does not mean I'm plugged into the matrix. Like, you can technology.
Oh, I don't think you're plugged into the matrix, Steven. I think you are the matrix, motherfucker.
You think I'm generating it? You think me? You think I'm the one that's
I think you're the simulator controlling the whole generator.
You think I'm creating the simulation? This is, I could create anything in the simulation and this is the world I chose?
I was going to say, please. Ooh,
weak sauce. This shit needs a rewrite. Punch-ups. We're doing it.
So how'd you sleep? You look good.
Thank you. I've been actually getting a lot of sleep. And then just because my apartment is, So normally we record earlier in the day and now we're recording. It's like 9 o'clock at night here. In New York. And I have been trying to, when I don't have shows or I have nowhere to be, I like go to sleep because I'm not having to be out, like staying away from my roommate. So I come home and it's so nice. I have like a glass of wine and I watch and I'm asleep by like 10 o'clock at night. A lot of the nights and it's, oh my God, it's so nice. And then I wake up naturally, the sun, I keep my curtains open and I wake up around like 7. I've been going to sleep between like 10 and midnight and waking up between like 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Do you wake up in the night though? Like I do or no? You sleep through once you're out, you're out.
I woke up maybe between 3 and 4, I'll wake up, but it's normally like to pee or get a drink of water, but it's not like I don't wake up like in a panic.
Yeah.
But I wake up and then I'm like, but I think too, it's my body when I wake up at that time, because for so long, there would be like four or five nights a week, I was going to sleep at 3 in the morning. And so my body now, like I'm tired. And so instead of being like, you need to stay out and do shit, I'm like, you don't need to go. You don't need to slam a Red Bull. You don't need to get all fucking jacked up and eat a bunch of food. You just like go to sleep. You're home. Yeah. Go to sleep. So it's a nice feeling. I'm just trying to like reset my adrenals. But so I have that wake up and I think it's a knee jerk reaction. My body being like, just used to like doing shit at 3 o'clock in the morning. But last night I did kind of wake up at, and I had a weird thought because I felt my stomach was real puffy, but I'm also doing this cleanse. So I'm aware that you feel like you have the flu and then you're bloated for 3 days and then you shit your brains out. Cause I've done this one before, but like I woke up and I was like, maybe I'm pregnant. And then I had to calm myself down and I'm like, well, would you rather be pregnant or have AIDS? And I gave myself that would you rather at 4 a.m. That kept me up for like 30 minutes.
You shut down. Am I pregnant or do I have AIDS?
Yeah. I was like, what if I'm pregnant? And I was like, my life's over. And I'm like, well, but what if you had AIDS? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well,
why would your life be over?
If I had a baby?
If you're pregnant, you can just get an abortion.
Yeah. But what if I'm like far enough along that I can't get an abortion?
You would know. You
know.
You could tell.
Yeah, right. Look at my stomach. It actually is real bloated, Steven.
Oh, Jesus.
Wendy, give me one of
your snore weight? Are you at your snore weight?
I'm not a doctor. But you are not pregnant enough.
I think I'm 6 months pregnant. They're like, ma'am, ma'am, you have 4 semi-automatic weapons in there.
Yeah, you're pregnant with assault rifles, ma'am. I don't know what or who you fucked. Could you get that cat off your shoulders, please? This is a medical facility.
How did you remove your taint?
It was good sleep, but I did the snore tracker thing.
Did you track? Did you?
I tried, but it like shut up after an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's why I just gave up.
Yeah.
I was like, what is the point? This is so stupid.
Why did the apps all work for me? Everything. I did a snore tracker because I wanted to actually like go to Christina and be like, I know exactly what my snoring sounds like. So I found this app. I found this app.
Hold on. First of all, that's weird that you think you know what your snoring sounds like.
No, I want to know. I want to know exactly what's going on so that when Christina's yelling at me about it, I have some sense of what I'm dealing with here. So
you're
I found
snoring.
This,
that's all you need to know.
Yeah, you're snoring.
I found this app called Snore Lab. And you can actually, it records you at night. And when you start to make noise, it records you. So this is my snore readout from last night.
Okay.
I was pretty light for the most part. But then around 6 a.m., I had like a loud snoring. And you can actually go and listen to it if you so choose.
Cool. Did you listen to your own snore?
I did.
Of course you did.
No, of course I did.
You're going to listen to our snores in a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right.
No, it's fine. But so what did your snore sound like to you? Do you feel justified or were you hoping it would be like not that bad of a snore so you could be like, my girlfriend's being
that's
a bitch.
I 100%. That's 100% what it is.
I mean,
is,
this is with
way.
Me doing the breathe right strips and sleeping on my side and swapping out my pillow and exercising before I go to bed. So this is like my bottom level.
By the way, what's your pre-bed exercise?
Yeah.
I'll go to yoga. I'll do 9 o'clock yoga. And then I'll do yoga from 9 to 10 and then come home and kind of crash.
Okay, so stretching.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a yoga
class.
I love
me and Wendy are both just like...
Uh-huh. Just because I'm not doing CrossFit, you assholes. Like, fucking yoga counts.
I know.
I like it.
Yeah. One of it's
as
helping
stretching,
you breathe.
It counts as a good deep stretch.
Yeah.
Yoga, okay, I should combine it with more cardio, but it works for me. And it's a step in the right direction. And I'll bike there and back, so fuck you guys.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you
get
guys.
Get a little bike, a little walk, a little yoga.
Oh, I don't know about you.
Why aren't I
hitting my fucking snore weight? Jesus.
Well, what do you want to get to? What's your under snore weight? What's your no snore weight?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like track my weight on the reg. I think that would really make me in my head about.
Yeah, you should definitely not do that, Steven.
Yeah, no, I
you're
feel
gonna
like
turn in like a calorie
bad.
Counter.
Yeah, no. I mean,
again,
I
don't want anyone to know how old you are, but we all know now.
Yeah.
But like you, yeah, I feel like that would be a bad obsessive thing.
Yeah,
to
I've
get.
Done the calorie counter. Like, calorie counter makes me crazy, but if I start tracking my weight, it would make me insane. I won't do that.
Yeah, the one bad night of sleep I had was Thomas.
Oh,
of Jammer fame.
Of course, he had something to do with this.
No,
any listeners need to know who Thomas is.
If you're new, go back. There's an episode called "Life Is Screaming." That's Thomas. A lot of people.
Thomas,
don't.
He's a big cunt. That's all you need to know. Listen to that episode.
He's a big cunt.
One of our most notorious.
He, with a big dick, and he's got a great bod, a nice fucking furry chest, and I just think he's great.
But a huge cunt for a mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Which is perfect. He siphons in what other gym equipment I can't steal. I'm like, open up that big old cunt. My cunt's full. My cunt is full. You put something in your cunt.
Do you know how many guns I have in here right now? Someone's got to put the kettlebell somewhere.
Right. You think this foam roller is going to carry itself back to my apartment? Open your cunt, cunt. Come here. Let me give that cunt a smooch. But he came over. We had a fun night, but I'm so used to sleeping alone. I just don't know. I know you guys are like, so when I sleep with somebody in my bed next, I cannot sleep. I was like that for years. Cause he's like, oh, we can spend the night together. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. And then we're cuddling.
I hated it.
And then I'm like, I'm just wide awake.
Do you have like a cuddle time? Like, cause I usually talk about with partners, like, how do you like to cuddle after you fuck?
It's not even cuddling. I just don't want somebody in the fucking bed. You could be on the other side of bed.
Yeah,
really?
I don't like it.
King size bed. Like you,
I don't
still-
that's
like
how
it.
I was when I was single. I did not. Yeah. Now it's weird to sleep alone. I think it's just what you get used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I was single for so long and I was just like, get the fuck out of my bed.
If you could, and it wasn't weird, would you sleep in separate beds?
No, but it's nice occasionally. We actually had a fun conversation with the girl that checked us in at the hotel about that.
Oh, that seems like a fun conversation. What was the conversation?
Oh, it was really fun because we initially had two queens because Preston's friend was going to come to this wedding and then didn't. So I was like, can we just get a king? She was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know, but it would be kind of fun to just have like two queens sleep in separate beds. And she was like, oh, I would never let my boyfriend sleep in a separate bed. and then I got quiet for a second. And then she was like, well, I mean, I guess it makes me kind of clingy, huh? And I was like, what's happening, ma'am? Yeah. Can I have my room key? Never see you again. Thank you. Thank
She's like,
you.
I would never. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I guess if you guys decide to do that, you can like let me know because my boyfriend's out of town. And if I could,
do you want to see a picture of his hair? I carry it in all this locket around my neck at all times.
If I want to take a nap, can I come snuggle with you guys? You seem like nice, cool, like parents. Can I get right in the middle?
I was just like this, ma'am. And then I took a free apple and walked away.
Where? What? Ooh, free apple.
Yeah, they had a free basket of apples.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a hotel.
We were at a Hilton. Right. Okay, I'm like, so whoa, they
you really put ravaged the apples out Marriott. For you.
That's the move.
It was a Hilton.
That's my mom. And even though like she has money now, she still, every time she goes in there and like it'll be in a really nice hotel, she goes to the gym at the hotel and she'll be like, we walk in and that's we're the, oh, and she's like, hey, psh, Wendy. And I'm like, what? And she goes, psh, look, they have like free apples and stuff in the spa. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I always put some in my bag every time I come to the gym, sometimes just to refill my water and I steal fruit. And I'm like, she's like, that's how come we were able to save money. And I'm like, you're going to get arrested. You're going to get arrested.
No one's getting arrested for stealing Hilton apples.
No one's getting arrested for the hotels know that everyone's stealing everything.
Those cunts charged me $31 a day for parking. So I'm going to take your motherfucking apples. Thank you very much.
You're lucky I leave the towels.
But
oh, very. Oh, you think that I left a shampoo behind? I did not.
I can't even use hotel shampoo anymore. It grosses me out.
Why?
Because they always refill reusable. It. No, but I stick to my own shampoo.
Don't you not you even know, wash your hair?
Wait, by the way, Steven, you know that they're also reusing the bed, right? Like, no. You know that it's the same mattress that another person slept on?
I know, but I just started skipping over it.
Steven just is so freaked out every time he goes to a hotel.
Your lines are weird. The lines that you draw on the sand are so strange.
He checks into a hotel and then he brings his own shampoo and then he's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to drive home and sleep in my own bed, but I'll be here for the breakfast buffet.
No, I'm actually like, no, you know what, you guys? I'm just going to sleep in the car. It's cool.
Sleep in the van.
I'm joking.
Speechless.
Makes no sense.
You're not joking about the shampoo thing.
I'm not joking about the shampoo thing. I don't use hotel shampoo anymore.
What kind of shampoo do you use? These are get ready. These are more tips. More beauty tips.
I don't use. Honestly, I just steal whatever Christine's
cum,
using.
I use my own cum.
No, I don't use my own cum, you guys. Jeez.
I use my own piss. I drink coffee and then I pee. And then whatever.
I smoke a bunch of meth. I piss on my own head. And then whatever streams down from my hair, I drink and then I get high again.
And that's surprisingly been helping me sleep better. That's what I do to get jacked up for yoga. For my pre-bed yoga.
I drink my own meth piss and then I go to yoga and then I sleep like a baby.
Like a dying baby. Like a baby with
like
sins.
Like a methed out dying baby. Also, babies don't have SIDS. They just die of it.
Okay.
Right? It's
true.
Sudden infant death syndrome. It's not like, your baby's suffering from sudden infant death syndrome. It's dead.
Yeah, it's dead. They're dead.
What if that was like a polite way to describe like a murderous toddler?
What?
Like, it kills other kids. I watched a thing and it was in the 50s and I'm going to look it up because I don't know the name.
You watch us on your internet feed?
You watched it in the 50s?
Yes, I watched it in the 50s.
So your thing on murderous kids.
No, it was on like ID Network or something, but it was like a kid that like went around and like killed like two of his like little buds when he's a toddler. I'm sorry, you don't know about this. I'm going to Google it and send you the name.
But wait. Well, no, I've heard loads of different kids stories. Like, I'm trying to connect the
your son is suffering from situation. Sudden infant death syndrome.
Right. Not sudden instant death syndrome.
I don't know. Hold up. I'm kind of in to everyone can die from SIDS.
Right.
It's sudden instant death syndrome.
New from Quaker. It's instant.
How did Stephen, Wendy, and Megan die? They were just driving a car and then out of nowhere, SIDS.
Some poor parent has to deal with this. They're going to hate us.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what's happening. A parent who just lost a child is like, you know what I'm going to do to pick me up?
Listen to Jammers.
It could happen. They're using our comedy.
That would actually be, first of all, this is not comedy. This is a serious show.
Yeah, I know. we're giving really great life advice.
Yeah. Ooh. Figure out how to take a nap. Cover your nipples with garbage bags, huh?
Still waiting for Ira Glass's
call. Shove a bunch of cocaine into your nose with the breathe right strip. Drink a bunch of meth piss. Do yoga out like a light.
I know. Yeah, no, if you just lost a child and you're listening to Jammers, and that would actually be sad if they were like, oh God, I Googled. That's why I know with the branding where you wanted to, like, people, you know, you were Steven and even fucking Thomas, the thing with the podcast where they're like, you guys should really put in the title of the episode what you're doing.
Yeah, we should talk about our activity.
So we should not put that in the title because if a woman
we should call this one, sorry, you just lost your child. Listen to this podcast. It will help. Right. So that's what. So we should call this episode that. That's perfect. Episode. I like the way you're thinking. We'll get a whole new demographic.
Right. If the yeah, instead of saying like, oh, we're learning to sleep better, we should do like really super, super specific things and hashtag it.
Like what?
Wendy has guns in her pussy.
Hashtag.
Wait, how
we could get the NRA.
What's the audience for that?
NRA? They're obviously.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. They are
a good part of this country, Stephen.
They're running this shit.
What you New Yorkers would call the flyover states.
Yeah.
Okay. There's fucking people with families and guns and gun families that need a podcast that speaks for them.
You know nothing else about these people.
Fuck you. I just hung out with a bunch of people from Missouri.
I love that. That's
fuck you. I fucked a guy from Missouri.
They're all trying to kill themselves with cigarettes and alcohol. That's all you need to know about the Midwest.
I like how it's like I hung out with someone that's not from LA or New York. So obviously they love guns. Well, alcohol. So yeah, that's Jesus Christ. When is this alarm going off?
Sorry. Oh, I never said it.
Oh, Jesus. Can we talk about this?
Do you want to set it?
No, I
don't
want
to fun of
it.
Him?
So, okay, Stephen brought his little sun lamp.
Stephen really wanted his nighty time bed by alarm to go off during the podcast and then be like, oh, what's that?
No, I was, fuck you guys.
Well, no, so I get here and, you know, again, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you guys script this because like Megan and I are like,
it's so good.
Funny. Good. And we have moments where we do a good job of like being serious and we're like having a serious conversation. Yeah. And there are times where you're like, oh, this is not funny and this is boring. But then we come around and we like, boom, punch you in the cunt with a joke.
And that's because we have a team of talented
writers. That's your mouth. That's how we say your mouth.
Right. Yeah. We just kettlebell right to the pussy with a joke and a callback. And you're like, oh my God, this is all planned. But we're just natural riffers. Now, Stephen did not go to the University of Improv.
No, you may have gathered.
Can't popcorn.
Cannot he's popcorn. Even there yet. Like,
so he hasn't done Popcorn 101.
No, he has this light and what it is it mimics like the sun. And he goes, I got this light. I'm going to set it. So it'll go off like halfway through the show. Huh? And I was like, oh, I'm texting Megan right now. I'm going to make fun of you right now in a group chat. But what is this light? So now what is this?
Light,
so this was something else that you did to help. What was it supposed to help you
do? So this is something that someone gave Christina to help her wake up in the morning. And I thought that it would be helpful to bring out because.
Let me show this to Megan. It's like a
so
weird
this
orb.
Is what this is. It's a Philips wake up light.
Oh, that looks like
light.
Black Mirror.
It's a big, expensive thing.
Just break it because I have the shakes.
The biggest crash.
What happened to our light? Sudden instant death syndrome.
Got SIDS.
Yeah.
Was diagnosed with SIDS when Wendy was here.
The idea of the light is you put it in front of your face and it makes natural bird sounds and it lights up over the course of half an hour like the sun. So it starts as like a real low red and then it gets really bright and it makes these bird sounds. And so since we moved inside, so there's no natural light in our bedroom anymore.
Now you guys are in a windowless room.
Yeah, we're in a windowless room. So I was like, okay, maybe it's time to break out this light and see what's up. And it feels like you have a terrible flashlight in your face in the morning. Like, I've never woken up more angry.
Can I ask why you guys moved to the windowless room?
Because
since both of you seem to not be enjoying it.
Because there's no, well, the problem's working. So the problem's always sound. Because when we're podcasting, like right now, Christina can go in my office and you can get work done and you can kind of do whatever. But before, you would have to go in the bedroom and you're kind of just stuck there and it sucks. And when I would be working and she was up here, I couldn't make sound. So it was all about dampening sound and just not having, because there's no division between the upstairs and downstairs.
Classic example of how working together in a relationship helps.
Works. Look, every time.
We both got to get work done. Look, we're going to just put our bed in the middle of the living room. I've got you earplugs and a face mask. And then to wake up, I hired this man to just put a flashlight in your face and make bird sounds.
He also smells terrible.
So freelancing together in New York City might not be the best, but
You're trying to make it work. So the light, did you guys like it? Did you not like it?
No, it's terrible. And this morning it freaked out Christina so much that she just like sat up. She couldn't figure out how to turn it off and she just unplugged it. She's like, fuck this thing.
At least she didn't shatter it. I would have like punched
it. She was ready. Yeah, very close. Yeah, she was pretty enraged. And the thing is, like, it makes this bird sound, but it's like a weird, not a normal recording of a bird sound. Like, ca-caw! It sounds like a
like
digital.
That?
No, it sounds like digital birds. Like, it sounds like a computer acting like a bird.
Yeah, it's just like crows circling. Scavengers circling.
No, it sounds really, it's bad.
That was a bear.
We are great at this.
I know.
We should, dumbasses that make that stupid light, hire some real professionals next time.
Foley professionals.
Yeah. So
the light doesn't work. I mean, do you want to see it? Like, do you want to see?
Yeah. I mean, we can play it, and I want to hear that. But also,
listeners will love seeing this.
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna go very well.
Yeah. Everybody, this is like, I mean, what a nightmare of a. This is the problem. We all got too much sleep, and now we're just like, we don't give a shit. Dude, I cannot. The thing too, and Thomas is great, but it's like I forgot like sleeping with somebody, and part of it is the same thing like with my apartment, where I just get so excited because he's so hot that I'll like lay down and I have dreams that I'm hanging out with him, and then I wake up and he's there, and I'm like, oh, I want to wake up and look at you. I just have to he's so hot though. I think the answer is just never have anything good in my life, because then I'll sleep soundly.
Oh, yeah, that fixes everything.
Yeah,
always be unhappy.
Yeah. Because when I get happy, I'm just, do we have to sit here for 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Okay, well,
Fucking kidding me?
That's not. Yep.
You can't speed it up.
Well, no, thank you.
You can't just turn it on. You got to set it and let it do its thing.
Oh, this is the dumb. I hate it so much.
Yep.
You can't. At what point do the birds come in?
We got at least 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is like some weird. Now, do you have to put it in your face? Because this seems like this is a tip for listeners who might want to be getting one of these lights. Because in theory, I think it sounds like a great idea.
I don't think anybody does.
No,
I would get one of these.
I think it's a great idea if you're like if you're working in like the Arctic, and you're in some crazy underground bumper.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in your underground bumper,
and you haven't seen sunlight in fucking 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to totally flip your schedule, that's about.
No.
But I couldn't. It was the one thing I tried that I was like, this feels like it's making everything worse.
Yeah, unless I could say, like, if you work like graveyard shifts or something,
But even then, if you can go and just like open a curtain or like go stand outside,
this just seems awful to me.
It seems like it would make you feel more trapped, like you're in some underground bumper, which is.
Yeah, don't get me started on bumpers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe I could turn on the light without.
I want them out of the Arctic.
I love
them
bowling. I love them in cars. Hate living in them.
So there you go. Do you feel the power of the sun?
Do I feel like I'm staring into the sun? Yeah. And it's just not good.
Yeah.
You look very unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not feel good.
Oh my God. I can see it in your glasses.
Look at how bright this is.
Hold
on. Let's take a picture and edit this out or don't. But it's crazy. It's like, it's obnoxious.
There. You feel soothed, Megan?
No, I fucking hate it so much. By the way, why do they say this is soothing? There's nothing fucking soothing about it.
Well, it comes up the way it brightens, it dims over half an hour or something like that.
Yeah,
so
but
it starts to wake you up.
No one is soothed upon waking.
Right.
Nothing is soothing about waking the fuck up.
But there is something about a subtle wake up. Like that's something I will say. Cause I used to do, what do you set your alarms at? Cause I used to set my alarm for that really obnoxious, like,
Megan and I have shared.
Can we please not talk about alarms? It's
right now.
Wendy does a really fun thing. Can I?
Yeah. Please.
Wendy does a really fun thing where she sets about 57 alarms every morning. And then she just sleeps right on through them.
What do they sound like?
Hours.
Are they different sounds? Like different sounds to let her know how long she's sleeping?
They're like, eh, eh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the terrible buzz.
I have regular
soap. And she just sleeps right through. And then I pick like songs. And I lay there just like violently envisioning her getting SIDS.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just hate waking up in the morning. And that, but I found out the key is if you drink less, less booze, more meth urine, because that really balances my.
It's a balance. It's all, right. We say it all the time. Life's about balance.
Right. And a lot of people, prime and I know example. They think like with caffeine, but here's the thing. And the same thing like with coffee and with meth piss is it doesn't hit you right away. You know, with a lot of times for coffee, if you want caffeine to hit you, and I remember learning this, like drink a cup of coffee and then lay down and then in 45 minutes, then the caffeine's in your bloodstream and then you wake up from your nap and you're like ready to go and you're fired up. So I like a nice meth piss right before I go to sleep. And then I wake up 7 a.m.
Real energized.
Pep in my step.
It's just like that dumb fucking bird light lamp.
Right. With a pep in my step but and holes fun. In my stomach from drinking acid, from drinking my own pee.
Oh, see, there it's now it's going. Now right. It's starting to go off. So that's
yeah, no, the alarm's no, I just do like loud, but then I started leaving myself messages, which is helpful. So when the alarm goes off.
Like your own voice?
No, that would be terrible.
That would you
leave,
be, your,
you oh, leave yourself little self affirmations.
Do it. I would love that.
That is so super funny. I'm sure I can do it.
We should of do course. That's what sure. we should do. We should record wake up self affirmations for yes. cameras and then give them out over social media so you can wake up.
Yeah,
to the
that's a great. Yeah, if you give
Wendy
us $5, you
can
hear
morning.
Me and Wendy's obnoxious laughter to wake you up in
yeah,
the morning. If
that would be
that'll
great.
Make you turn your alarm off real quick and jump out of bed.
What yeah. would you say to people to motivate them as like a wake up mantra?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have good ones. Obviously, I sleep through all my alarms, but I do things. And this is very, I mean, it's not sad. It really is all how you like look at it. And we've probably talked about it on the podcast, but I give myself little messages. So it looks like a text and my alarm goes off and I look and there's a text message and I go, hey, babe, you get to go to Equinox or like
Christina does that too.
Or like morning sunshine. You get to go do jammers. And then I cry for 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how that would go for me. Just like, oh, who said, oh, me. I sent it to me.
Yeah.
I sent it to me. And then just a full fucking emotional
like,
breakdown.
Call me, but be like, you know, like, hey, gorgeous, you get to go, let's go for a walk. I do. I talk to myself like the people that see me posting pictures of my cat. Hey, you want to like go for a walk? Yeah.
Who wants a walk?
Who wants to go for a walk? Who wants to get out of bed? If you get out of bed, you're going to have coffee. Do you want a coffee?
Who wants a coffee?
Who wants a coffee? I moved your espresso machine outside. You have to walk outside to get your coffee.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I'm going into debt. I have two different apartments. One is where I sleep and the other one's where I have all my stuff just to force myself to get out of the apartment.
Get up.
It's genius.
Yeah, I have to get up. But that's actually a fucking super smart idea.
It's a $1 billion idea if you have $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's like with camp and like with hotels, like in a hotel room, like I like it. I get pissed off if there's a coffee, there's not a coffee maker in the room. But if there's not a coffee maker in the room, you have to physically get up and leave and go do stuff. You know, so that's a nice thing instead of just laying there till constantly calling for like a late request and just drinking coffee and using the leftovers as a body scrub. Ugh, I love hotels.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
I figured out that's with my sleeping. I just need to constantly be on vacation and I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, that's just quit your jobs.
Need to constantly be on vacation. And
do you think the stress
well.
Of vacation is what like chills you out?
No, Steven, you're the one that thinks of vacation stress. I'm on vacation and it's like, I can't do any of my many jobs right now because I am on vacation.
Right.
So it's like this automatic, like chill out. Cause it's like I have none of my shit with me. So there's not like a wake up in the middle of the night, freak out like, oh, I could be working on this thing I've got to write, or I could be doing this, or I could be working out or fucking whatever. I could be taking pictures of pies and posting them on my fucking social media. What like, there's none of that because I physically can't do it.
Right.
So it's just this force relaxation that works for me for some reason.
Hold on, Megan.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
It sounds like chimps. It sounds like chimps screaming in a zoo.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not the right sound.
No, it sounds like intelligent monkeys that Luke tortures.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it does. It sounds like caged animals being tortured and just yeah. like they're just like putting makeup on them and then like murdering yeah. their families in front of them.
That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, it's not a good sound for such an expensive device. They really didn't think that out.
Calmly, more than hearing like intelligent mammals just being slaughtered to death.
Yeah,
with lipstick tubes.
Yeah, that had really nothing about that worked out well.
Oh my God.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's a nightmare. That's so scary. I thought I was hallucinating that.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I was hallucinating that.
Yeah, it's weird the way it creeps in. And it doesn't come in until you're like, it's so bright that you're like, what the fuck is happening?
You're like, oh, good. The sun is coming up. And then you're like, oh my God, we're being sucked into a UFO.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Where animals are being tortured.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, that does not sound fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm going to Vancouver tomorrow and I'm going to get my ass on a plane. I'm going to sleep. I sleep as soon as I get on a plane.
Get on a plane? I'm the same way.
Yeah. For the same reason.
I hate both of you. I hate both of you. Because I on a plane, I'm like, we're all about to die.
That's why I can sleep. Because I'm like, there's nothing I can do. Sweet.
I can never get comfortable.
I like to look around. Yeah, you got to get the neck pillow. And then I figured out the way to do it is you have to hook it around the front. Because when you're sleeping, your head bobs forward.
I do. I need to invest in a neck pillow because I'm going to be on a lot of flights here in the next about 7 months.
Yeah, I would do for what?
To come see you.
Oh, yeah.
And like other shit that I have to do.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Megan's like, I'm moving in.
Yeah. What do I have to do? Nothing fun. I have to see you.
You have to come help me. Well, by that time, I'll have all my shit started so you can help me start training at my gym.
Well, yeah. And we'll sleep in the one apartment you have, and then we'll go train in the other apartment.
Right. In the bad cat pun gym.
And there'll be cats in both of them.
Right. Yeah, it'll be great. The neck. Can I tell you, I spent money on so much stupid shit and I never bought a neck pillow because I was like, I don't deserve this luxury. I'm a piece of garbage.
Wait, you've never bought a plane?
You know, and then I thought, I'm going to just treat myself because I have such a hard time sleeping and I just like can't get comfortable. And I'm like, you know what? Wendy, tell him how much you spent on drugs and alcohol in a month. Okay. You could buy a plane with that.
Yeah.
And I did. Surprise, guys.
Been sleeping like a baby ever since. Just sleeping on the plane.
I just save money because all I do is eat hotel apples and use a shampoo conditioner and everything else goes to my plane.
Thanks, Mom.